The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Have you ever wanted to venture into the vast landscape of Domino's mind?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, neither have we. But we're still going beyond the goatee.
All right, couple of things. I'm not going to apologize. I like the Mission Impossible movies. I don't know if you care about them. I don't know. Like, they're popcorn movies.
Yeah, not really for me.
Okay. They just showed a trailer, and there's this motorcycle jump. You know, we talk about Tom Cruise and his Top Gun and how much stunt work he did. I will say, he does put it on the line.
I mean, listen, the guy looks incredible. I mean, there was a side-by-side of Kelly McGillis, who was in the original Top Gun, and Tom Cruise.
They shouldn't have done that.
But they're the same age. So that tells you that apparently Tom Cruise is a vampire. That's what I gathered from that photo.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that.
No, they shouldn't have, but someone did.
Goodness. But yeah, I like the Mission Impossible movies.
After seven of them, though, shouldn't it be a Mission Possible? Because Obviously he's finding ways to get through this.
But then, how many times, you're right, Sean, how many times can you really raise the bar to make it impossible again? That is a fair point.
Yeah, but do you want it to end?
I don't much care either way.
Oh, because there's two of them they've already filmed. I'm just saying, and I like a couple of people in the movie. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a popcorn movie.
He's in great shape, and he does his own stunts, and that takes guts to do that.
Do you think that Chris Evans is handsome? Captain America?
Without question.
Is that Ryan Gosling handsome? You don't really find him?
No.
That's interesting.
A little too boyish for me.
Really?
I like men.
Well, that's not true until recently.
Say that.
We just found out that Pat Riley... Yeah. We know you don't like the rugged look. This Ryan Gosling is too boy-looking for you?
Yeah.
As opposed to Daniel Craig and Troy Aikman?
That's...
No, they're boyish. Ooh, they look younger. They look younger than they are.
How dare
they
you.
They look younger than they are.
Those
I know,
are men.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans and
I'll meet them in the mailroom.
And
M-A-L-E. There's actually a place that there's actually a place right next to, what is it, Onyx now? The strip club on Cheshire Bridge. There was I think it was a gay bar. It was called the Mail Room.
By the way, I never heard of that. How far off of Cheshire Bridge Road was it?
It was like right next door to, it was the Palomino Club years ago.
Did I think it was a post office?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think it would have.
It was okay.
M-A-L-E.
I've got a delivery and a package. What?
You sure do.
Yeah.
Right here at the mailroom, we'll accept those.
Cheap and easy. And Ana de Armas is in it. Netflix has got a movie called The Gray Man and another trailer. It just looks like they're hired killers. That is basically what it is. I got to get you before you get me. Looks fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I like these movies so much?
I don't know. I mean,
I love a good documentary.
Yeah.
I don't like murders. I don't like murder documentaries. I don't like murder podcasts. Right. I don't like any of that
but
stuff.
But you love these type of movies.
The fake kind of, I got to go, it's revenge.
Yeah. It goes against caste.
Kind of does.
The type of person you are.
Yeah.
But you like what you like, man.
And that was the point when I wrote right here. I like the Mission Impossible. I don't even know why I was thinking that this morning. I saw the trailer and I said, I'm going to write it down to make sure that I remember it. I just like it. Yeah, I just like them. Mercedes-Benz, a car from 1955. Sean, the new record, classic car sold record. How much do you think this 1955 Mercedes-Benz, the, I guess, holy grail of cars came up for auction? What do you think it sold for? It's a record.
Record was at $2.7 million.
$5 million.
$142 million for
a little
car.
Off. What can I get? My
$142 million for a car.
You should be arrested. I'm sorry. You should be arrested.
What can I?
Hold on. Before you figure out what you want. Here's a quote. That car is 100% worth what it sold for. And some people will tell you even that number was low.
Okay, so
$142 million.
The first car I ever had, real car, was an 89 5-liter Mustang.
Yes, you're not going
to
get that for
So what would I have to pay right now? Something in mint condition, if there's such a thing. For a 5-liter 89 Mustang.
So
what would it cost me
now? You do know they call these bar fines, barn fines. There's a place in a barn, and the car has no mileage on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fix it up, clean it up a little bit. I don't know. Like, the low mileage.
I would get another one of those.
But you want that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want the newer.
No. I want the 89.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Those things, man, you just touch that gas pedal. Those wheels would.
I know.
Squeal, baby. Squeal like a pig.
You were very manly back then. I saw another. Did you see the new trailer for the Elvis movie?
The Baz Luhrmann vehicle? Yeah, no, I did not. I saw one, but not the latest.
So he basically tells you, he says, please, I'm just telling you in advance, don't go in thinking this is a biopic. Because it really is. It's a three-act play. And it's talking about...
Am I going to be disappointed?
No. I'm going to tell you why.
Like the Elton John biopic.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit trippy. Hold on.
I don't care for that.
Hold on. But I'm going to tell you why I think it's still got a chance.
Kids sitting at the bottom of a pool, singing Rocket Man. I don't need that.
Well, that really happened. I don't know if you know this. That happened to Elton John twice, actually. The point is, it really is. You're looking at the social of 50s, 60s, 70s, and Priscilla Presley. Did you see what she said? Did you see what Lisa Marie Presley said?
The reviews from the Presley family.
And Riley Kehoe, who's Lisa Marie's daughter, granddaughter of...
The King.
The King. All three said, went in with a little bit of trepidation. All three came out saying I was crying because there was so much that was right. I'm in.
All right, well...
That's all I needed to know.
If they say that, then
yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
So Eminem, Stevie Nicks, Jack White, whole bunch of people on the soundtrack. So it's not just Elvis. That's the part that might get you. There's a bunch
and
of people on the soundtrack.
And ironically, in Dewey Cox, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story,
yeah.
Jack White did have the greatest cameo, one of the greatest,
no doubt
if
about
not
it.
The greatest of all time, as Elvis.
I agree.
So that's karate.
Oh,
you need to know two things. Number one, I'm the king. And number two, look out!
It's my favorite 38 seconds ever in a movie.
What the blank did he just say?
That's Elvis. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. You know, the only person who you'll know in the movie is Tom Hanks.
He plays Colonel Tom Parker.
And smart. They went basically unknowns across the board.
I am Colonel Tom Parker.
That's not really how he sounds in this one. You saw the documentary Forrest Gump, too?
I am the manager of Elvis Presley.
Do you know who's one of the... You know how we talk about that guy's just better than me? Right? That guy's just better than me. Mm-hmm. You know who's just better than us? Collectively us. Me, you, most people listening, Sean, Ernie, sorry, Derek, I'm going to throw you in. Gary Sinise is just better. He's just better than
us. Just
stuff
he continues to raise money for the troops, the Lieutenant Dan band, speaking of Forrest Gump.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's just better.
It's tireless, the work that he does.
So they're bringing back the Memorial Day extravaganza because it's been shut out for the last couple of years. He's one of the hosts of it. I didn't know this. The Lincoln Memorial is 100 years old this year. They're going to read the Gettysburg Address. It's 100. Gary Sinise is so perfect to actually, like, MC that show. Gary Sinise does more stuff than any of us will
ever
know.
So he's one of those guys you'll be thoroughly disappointed if you find out anything bad about
him. Thank you. That's exactly what I wrote. I said,
I know.
Gary Sinise is on my list. If he's not a good guy, I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed.
I've been around
I actually wrote that.
Of course you did.
I wrote that down. All right.
They gave you an idiot the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, sir, they did.
And he doesn't work enough. It seems like he's not in enough movies, too.
I mean, to chop off your own legs, I mean, that's dedication to your craft.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Let's play a couple of cuts.
He helped them land Apollo 13. He saved Tom Hanks' ass.
That's true, too.
Yep.
It's a good
point,
Sean.
I think he was very sick, too, was he not?
Well, no, he wasn't, actually. They thought he had the measles. Turns out he didn't actually have the measles.
The wrong guy had the measles.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's a great American.
That was Bill Paxton, right?
He was the one
that had the measles.
Well, he got sick up in space.
Yeah, because
he had cold.
He had the measles.
Yeah, and Kevin Bacon, did he hit the button? Did he not hit the button? A lot of controversy there. Doesn't really matter. Gary Sinise is just better than all of us. All right, here's an NBA.
So is Clint Howard based on that.
Here's an NBA ref trying to explain to an idiot on the Dallas Mavericks what you're doing right now. We're going to keep finding you. Why don't you help me out here?
Hey, do me a favor. Is this a crazy? Can you change your color shirt?
Yeah.
Hey, will you? I appreciate it. Yeah. Because it's the same color as them, and you're going to be in the way. If you could do that for me, yeah, I'd even buy it for you.
All right, you buy it for me.
It don't match. This don't match anyway.
You buy it for me, I'll do it.
I got you. You give it to me, send me the bill.
All right. They're asking an NBA player to change the color of his shirt because you're going to keep getting fined. Kick his ass off the bench. Change his shirt or you leave. What's the problem here? No, he didn't change his shirt.
I don't understand what you don't understand if you're that NBA player. Why can't you wear the same color shirt as the
opponent.
Well,
you understood, but you're getting away with it because the owner, Mark Cuban, is paying the fine. Kick him off the bench. What's the consternation here? It's a really simple solution. You can't stay here wearing a white shirt when they're wearing a white uniform. So you go. I get it. You're a smartass. Oh, look at you. You're funny. You're standing up. Oh,
so
you might...
if you're the NBA official there, you say, look, I'm trying to be a nice guy here.
Absolutely.
If you keep saying no, then you pull a big Jim Cellini, my father. All right, that's enough. Now you got
to
go.
Now you got to go. You don't have to go home.
Right.
But you can't stay there.
Told you. Once you heard that in my house, someone was getting smacked.
All right. We got a new song coming out from a group that's going to be touring this summer. I think are they playing across the street? You know what this is? Sort of throwback. I'll tell you who it's. It's a monster.
Is this Def Leppard?
It is.
I recognized Joe Elliott's voice.
Yeah. So Mata Hoople and a few others. It's basically throwback. They're going to be here across the street. Are they not at Truist Park?
I think they are, yeah.
Part of Joan Jett and Poison. A few other people. Yeah. They got a new album, 12th album. But it's sort of
trying
pitchy.
To get Brett Michaels on the show. Big sports fan is Brett Michaels.
True?
Never mind sports. I want to talk to him about that Rock of Love show. The insanity that must have been going on behind the scenes on that program, because there was a lot of insanity in front of the camera.
Oh, was that, did we meet somebody who was on that show?
Yes, we did. Rodeo came in studio with us.
Yeah, why did that happen again?
And then Rodeo wouldn't leave the studio.
That's true.
All right, Rodeo, thank you. No, I'm going to stay. No, you really don't have to.
And then didn't she try to come back a couple of times?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she still lives in town.
She wore a cowboy hat. That was her big hook.
Rodeo, look at you wearing your cowboy hat. Yeah, that's like her trademark. That's what she does.
Def Leppard going to be, at Truist Park. June 16th, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and Blackheart.
I'm sorry. I think I'm going. Yeah, I'm not apologizing.
I'll come with you.
Diamond Star
you
Halos.
You didn't invite me, but I'll tag along.
Diamond Star Halos, David Bowie. It's a tribute-ish type sound to Bowie. His guitar player, Mike Garson, is on a couple of the tracks from the new Def Leppard album.
So you don't feel the same way that somebody does on Twitter when we talked about Def Leppard, what has nine arms and sucks? That was the question they asked. I thought that was completely out of line.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah. Completely out of line, sir, whoever you are.
Wow.
How dare you?
Let's see if he's...
I'm going to get that Union Jack shirt, man. The sleeveless Union Jack shirt.
Yeah.
And turn back the clock.
Yeah, buddy.
Get some Shawn Michaels Levi's.
I don't even think Joe Elliott's wearing that these days, but what do I know? He might be. Conan O'Brien sold his podcast company to Sirius for $150 million. He's got 10 podcasts on this group. I looked at the who does them, and Rob Lowe's got like two of them, and J.B. Smoove, who I do think is funny, is one. I don't really understand what else is going on there. $150 million. And basically, they're going to pay him to keep doing his podcast.
That's a win-win, is it not?
Oh, my God. Here.
You think we can buy this company from our boss one day?
That's a good question. Do we want to? Seems like we'd have to do more work, not less.
I don't know if I want to. I will say this.
Go ahead.
You would be able to, I think, sell the station very well. You have a great relationship, and I just handle the day-to-day operations.
Yeah, is that what you want to do, the day-to-day operations?
Nah, not really.
I didn't think you did.
Strike that idea from the record. Right.
Some guy named Noah Thompson won American Idol. It's the 20th one. I didn't realize it had been 20 years since Kelly Clarkson won. But here's what was interesting. This is a nice story. His buddy signed him up for it. He's a construction worker. He's got a buddy. He heard him sing before, and he said, it was sort of like Goodwill Honey. You're better than this.
He's the country singer, right?
Yeah.
Incredible. I saw him. He's
oh, really?
He's incredibly talented.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's what happened. His buddy, Arthur Johnson, they work construction. He said, I'm going to sign you up. And
the guy
says,
had no confidence in his own ability.
Well, the kid said, no. What do you mean?
Going through the competition, he didn't believe in himself.
Okay. I don't know any of this stuff, but then the guy, I saw an interview with this Arthur Johnson. He said, he shouldn't be putting sheetrock up. He's more talented than that. And he signed him up. And the guy said, he went and he won. I don't know what it's going to do for him. He's got like a one-year-old. He's like 19 years old. He's got a one-year-old. I guess it's...
He said the only reason he did it was for his son. To prove to his son that if you have courage, maybe you can pull off anything. I'm just telling you.
So do you take this guy with you? Do you take the guy who signed you up? Like if you have a career, do you...
Yeah, I think you have to
take him with you.
Yeah, you have to find a place
for him. Right. He's got to be in the group or something.
He's just one of those guys, you know. He just needs a guitar and a microphone. That's pretty much all he needs. And
that's
people
incredible.
Will stop what they're doing and listen.
That's incredible that a guy working construction just looked at this guy and said, he should be doing more than
yes. this. Well, he was right.
A hell of a story. All right, Johnny Carson, 30-year run. It was yesterday was the anniversary of him doing this.
And so it has come to this. I am one of the lucky people in the world. I found something I always wanted to do, and I have enjoyed every single minute of it. I want to thank the gentleman who shared this stage with me for 30 years, Ed McMahon.
Mr. Doc Severinsen.
You people watching, I can only tell you that it has been an honor and the privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. And I hope when I find something that I want to do and I think you will like and come back, that you'll be as gracious inviting me into your home as you have been. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Never came back. He's Marvin Hagler.
Yep.
Like, he literally was a champ. He took the belt and he went home.
Oh, and never... Jay Leno, F you.
Do you know that Letterman called him? Like, Letterman, Johnny Carson wanted Letterman to do it. And on Letterman's show, when he goes to CBS, he called Johnny Carson if he could steal Stump the Band. And that was their relationship. And then...
But Johnny did join Letterman for a couple of phoners.
Yes.
But never appeared in studio, right, if I'm not mistaken.
But he never went back to the Tonight Show was ever again. No. Are you shocked that a guy like that... No, again, he had some stuff going on, Johnny Carson. He wasn't a saint.
No, he went through a bunch of divorces. Yeah. But
are you shocked?
Perfect.
Are you shocked?
I'm going to judge somebody for that.
He never did anything again publicly in terms of work.
Nope.
He maybe behind-the-scenes stuff, but he never came back. And he said, if I find something I think you would like, I guess he didn't find anything.
I saw him offer David Letterman the advice when David Letterman was thinking about going back to NBC. He said, now, if I were you, Dave, I would walk. I'm sorry, that was the late shift. It's a goofy.
Right. How hard is math? Math and live TV sometimes don't go well together.
But in the end, five starters combined for 18 points. That's an average of 6 points per starter. Hmm. If that ain't pathetic... I don't know what is.
It's less than that. But anyway, we've gone through four games. It's been unbelievably inconsistent.
Right, less than that. You're right.
Have you seen enough to draw some conclusion of who you might?
No.
Still off.
No. He went to 5.5 instead of 6. No. Now, three guys did score 18 points. Two guys scored no points.
Right.
In his mind, that's 6, but 5, it's not.
We've all been there. You just, your brain starts swimming at one point.
I tell you, when he got corrected, that's, is that Brian Anderson, I think is his name?
Yeah.
Brian Sports Anderson Center, might be fired from ESPN because he made Stephen A. Smith look bad.
The one show when we went out, we were doing the Final Four on television, and one of our co-hosts was going to pick Duke to win it, and he said, we went out off the air right after it. He went D-O-A-K. I went, Doak? And we were done. The show ended.
Live TV is sometimes hard.
I've got four letters for you. D-O-A-K, and I just deadpan. Doak, boom, off the air.
Sometimes things work out. Live TV and math. He's literally shaking his head, muttering to himself.
You're right.
5.5. Well, not really. You're 0-2. Brian Anderson might be fired. If Stephen A. Smith has the power, he just embarrassed Stephen A. Smith. He might not be at that network
you're
any longer.
That Stephen A. Smith is pointing the fingers. No one would have noticed if he didn't say that. No, I get what you're saying.
No doubt about it. All right, last one.
I can't fault a guy for that either. I think I would point the finger.
NBA on TNT, what is it? What do I declare it?
It's the best show on television.
Best show on TV. Yeah. Can I tell you probably why it's the best show on TV? Ernie Johnson understands what he understands.
You know, look, we don't invite Kenny and the Shaq and Chuck to the production meetings. They wouldn't want to be there anyway. Because you know, a lot of what we do, we just want to spring on them. And we don't want everybody, you know, knowing, okay, we're going to do this, then we're going to do this. You know, it's just four guys hanging out, four guys who really love each other, watching hoop and enjoying what we do. And I've said it forever, Buck. I said, you know, I've got a get to job, man. You know, I get to do this. This is not a got to job. You know, this is a get to, and we've enjoyed every second of it.
Speaking of somebody that's just better than us.
Yeah, he is.
It would be Ernie Johnson Jr. He was on with Buck Ballou.
Yes.
This morning.
Yes, he was.
What? Aside from the love part, we do the same thing here.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's going
on. But you know what else Ernie Johnson
I don't want
just...
you to know what's going on.
It's the show sheet thing.
Yeah, I don't want you to know.
Shaq, Kenny, and Charles don't need a show sheet.
Yeah.
I don't want or need a show. I'm not supposed to be in a production meeting.
Me and Sean and Derek will handle that.
Yeah. And then we get together and we kind of love each other and then we leave and then you'll write another show sheet that I don't care about.
Right.
I'm not supposed to.
It's a system. It works, man.
I feel so, I don't want to say validated, but I feel so good knowing that Ernie's on my side in this sense. Not everybody's supposed to know everything. The show wouldn't be the same if I knew what you knew. Do you now understand why?
Yeah.
I'm not being...
I've always understood that. Yeah.
Oh, you have. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just don't think it would serve either of us well.
What did we say years ago? Save it for the air.
Yeah.
Don't say anything before the show.
I don't want to know what you've got written on that piece of paper.
And then I'm going to say, and then you're going to say, and then I'm going to say, and then you're going to say, and then I'm going to say, and then we're going to go to break.
And then we'll have another segment where I'm going to say and you're going to say.
In other words, people aren't stupid. They know when things aren't genuine.
Yes. And I think if I ever looked at a show sheet,
I wouldn't like that.
Well,
I wouldn't know how to react.
What would it do to me?
Right, that's true, too. Be thinking way too much. You don't need to be thinking way too much.
Oh, my God, are we doing that at 105? Oh, God, no.
Well, and also, case in point, those guys have the ability to ad-lib and go at one another.
And if we do...
I don't know what I'm going to say if I don't have the notes in front of me.
And if we do another 20 years, I think we might have that ability as well.
We do another 20 years. We're in serious trouble, as is everybody else. What? 20 years from now. I can't hear you.
Huh?
My hearing's already going. I can't hear anything.
Here's what I'll be saying in 20 years. I don't remember that.
Well, you say that now, actually.
Remember that Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Falcons? Why? I don't remember
If I'm in a place, like I can hear you in an empty room like this. If I'm in a place where music's playing or there's, I don't know, a crowd, I'm not going to hear anything you're saying. I can't hear anything. That's how I know my hearing's going.
I don't think I have that problem. Although I do turn the TV up a little bit louder than I think I ever did. When I see where the volume thing is, the number, it is a little bit higher,
but
not bad.
I also know that when I have my headphones on in the gym, my phone keeps telling me to turn the sound down. And I don't because I can't hear anything.
Stupid phone. Stop telling me to do that. Can't hear. My problem is I don't know what I'm going to remember and not remember. I find myself now, I'm not even kidding about this, I am slipping. I remember the Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl. I do remember that. But there were certain things.
But you think they're the Boston Patriots.
Yes. You brought up something yesterday. Something that, and I was kind of sitting there. I think I pretended for a second that I remembered it. And I didn't. Show of honesty. There was something that came up yesterday. I'm like, I don't remember
that. Well, you remember, like, the guests. I don't remember any of that. That we've had on the show over the
years.
I remember none of those things.
I think selective memory is a real thing.
It was a very dark period in my life, so I don't remember a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of, you know, it was like, you were like, you know what the blip is? You know what that is in the Marvel-y movies?
No.
The comic book movies? Thanos, he snaps his fingers, half the world's population went away.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of got blipped.
Yeah.
Like, those people came back, we found a way to get them back.
Right.
But they don't remember.
Mm-mm.
It was kind of you got blipped.
I don't remember a lot of things.
Yeah, in that dark period.
Yeah.
How long was that dark period?
27 years.
Yeah.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.